Titan itself, then, if it harbors life, what are the possibilities then? What would it look like?
You know, nobody knows, because, again, the temperatures are so cold that the silanes that have been produced, we've produced them here in labs, have been so small that they have no visible, as yet, no visible, we've never had one big enough to be able for anybody to look at it. And microscopically, of course, light always acts very strangely. I'm not sure if it would reflect back like glass or being with carbon, if it would be a murky glass. That's a fascinating question we will know, because people are now building more and more bigger and bigger silanes, and we'll know soon. But boy, I can't even guess at the moment.
Well, if we did the script on Titan, the movie script, how would you have your characters, what would they look like?
You know, this is the hard part, because unless it's an animal, people just aren't going to care. It's really hard to
I agree. You know, that's earlier when I asked you the question, how exciting is it if you find a microorganism? And you said very exciting for science. But for most of us, even though it's dramatic, I'll give you that, for most of us, we want to see a creature. You know, we want to see a person. You want to see some being, something. And you're right. If it's not at least an animal or something like it, I think the public will be ho-hum about it.
Actually, just thinking about this, and it's probably wasting your time musing about this, but the way I would go about it is, I think about this, there's a very clever tiny microbe that comes together into a sphere called Volvox. It's a very primitive plant, and it has chloroplasts within it. These things are visible to the eye. When you break them apart, they just break apart into individual cells and go their merry way, but then they can reform again. So I would view these silanes then as being single-celled. You can't see them. And then being able to merge together into a much larger body. Microbes can do this. There are some macroscopic bacteria that do this. They bring together many cells. So let's build our silanes as huge spheres coming together on occasion, the disaggregating. So then you would have a 3D big enough form, and actually it makes some biological sense they would do this.
If they say there is no life outside of planet Earth in our solar system, maybe they come to this conclusion, what does that mean to us? Because one, that would be disappointing. Two, I can't believe it. But if that's the conclusion they come to, what does that mean?
Well, it sure means that every time we humans drive a species to extinction, that it's one more black mark against us.
Yeah.
If life is unique, we have no business claiming dominion over it.
Because of this solar system, you would expect some kind of life to be out there in this solar system.
I sure think so. Again, my bet's going to be on Mars.
Mars first.
But in my book, I advocate something that I've never seen before, which is a manned mission to Titan. And there's some reasons why.
You think that's possible?
Yeah. And actually, there's something about Titan that makes it not only possible, but actually not that hard. The hardest part is overcoming the length of the voyage. How are you going to put some people in a very small ship for 7 to 10 years?
Oh, my God. And that's just one way?
Yeah, and have them not go crazy and kill each other.
They'll go nuts. They'll go insane.
If we can get around that problem, and that is the single biggest problem, there is something wonderful.
And keep them healthy.
Well, you know, right now I was at a couple of manned spaceflight conferences, and believe me, the problems of humans in space have not been solved. Human bodies don't do well in space. So this is not a non-trivial problem. Those who want to freeze people or put them to sleep, you know, that's a non-starter right now.
For 7 years, can you imagine that?
Yeah. So let's say we get them there. The good thing is that you got plenty of fuel when you get there for the return trip. But the best deal of all, you've got an atmosphere. You can parachute in. I mean, that's so great for spaceship missions. This is why Huygens was such a great success. They can parachute in. That's why the Mars missions are successful.
It'll be a bumpy ride down.
They can still parachute in. They got a thicker atmosphere than Earth does.
Well, once they parachute in, how are they going to get up?
Well, you got to build a rocket and blast your way off. But with all those hydrocarbons, you got enormous sources of energy there. I think our species sometime, certainly not on our lifetime, have to make that trip. We have to go to Titan just to answer that question.